All things Fayetteville football are here now. This is the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything Fayetteville football. It is the Coach Limbaugh Show. Dave McCurley here with Coach John Limbaugh. And Coach, last week at Ragland, wasn't a night that you were looking for, not just from the score, but in other areas of the game as well.
Yeah, you know, Ragland was really ready to play that ball game. They had a really good game plan going. We did too, but we had some unfortunate things that happened to us that took us out of our game plan. And plan B didn't work for us, David. We just didn't. We didn't look sharp. We didn't look good. And had some injuries that happened that really took us out of what we wanted to be able to accomplish in the ball game. And but, you know, hats off to Ragland. They played a good ball game as their senior night, and they had a good game.
Well, and of course, talk a little about there had to be some positives for you. I talked with our broadcast crew, and they said that Aiden Blair would have been their player of the game. But you obviously had some kids that stepped up and played well for you.
Well, we did. And truthfully, our defense played well. We wasn't able to sustain drives. We turned the ball over some more, and you just can't turn it over when you're playing a game like that. And like I said, it was a non-region game, so we're not hurt there at all. We just got to regroup and refocus and play football the way we're supposed to play. But your broadcast team is exactly right. I thought Aiden Blair played a marvelous game. He worked so hard and had some really good hard runs, and we'll be looking for more out of him this coming Thursday night.
And, of course, you've got guys that have been there for you in the trenches. Talk about your line play on both sides of the ball this last week.
Well, you know, as we watched the film, the line play was better than I thought it was initially. But we've got to do a better job of really controlling that line of scrimmage. We need to take charge there. We've got to move those guys off of the ball and be able to run the football and establish that ground game so we can chew clock. So that's really who we have to be. And we didn't do that the other night. We just didn't do it. When you turn the ball over, bad things happen. Ask Auburn University.
Yeah, definitely. You and I don't like talking about that too much. But let's talk about how your team prepared coming off of a week where you had an off week. You told me, of course, the injury to Brent Cantrell, but now a couple of more kids are out. But that week that you had leading up to the Ragland game last week, you thought they prepared pretty good.
Oh, we had a great week of preparation. Just, you know, the best laid plans of mice and men, right? We had a great game plan going in, and things just got kind of topsy-turvy. We had, Cole Hardy went out, tibia plateau fracture. It's what we believe it is, very, very bad injury. And we love Cole. He's our senior leader. He is a marvelous young football player, great young man, one of the hardest workers of anybody his age I've ever known, or any age for that matter of fact. But he's a really hard worker, and I'd rather be been my leg, you know, that had an injury than he is. But such is the case. You know, he goes out on the first drive of the game, and then play later. Cameron Hammonds, we're trying to stick it in the end zone, and Cam re-injures a stinger he sustained, and we just got to do some more therapy on him and get him back to playing fitness. And when he gets back, he'll be able to go and do some nice things for us. But essentially, when you got three of your top players, I won't say the three top players, I'll say three of your top players, no doubt about that, defensively and offensively, we still got some more good players. When you lose that much off of a 1A ball team, you've lost a lot. And that took us out of our game plan. And we just got to regroup and refocus and dedicate ourselves to the task at hand. Now we're back in airplane and we got to go.
You know, it reminds me a lot, Coach, of you talked about being back down in 1A. Reminds me several years ago before Adam Fawcett came to B.B. Comer as a 2A school. They had 13 ball players on the sideline that last game. I know it's not gotten down to that like you, but when you talk about a JV football program and you talk about losing really your three best football players or three of your best, it really puts you and your coaching staff in kind of a have to move around around mold. Not only is it's not just next man up like it is in college, where you can just take a guy that's not getting to play and put him out there. Now you may have to move a guy from one position to another, and now you got to find somebody to fill in that position that left a hole. Talk about that.
Well, it's always a challenging thing to do, you know, but such is the case in life. That's what football is all about, that you might have to make some choices that in life that are hard and difficult. And, we may have to coach some guys up to play a position and to fill a role, but we want them to excel that role, and we'll start today. And the only thing I know to do, Dave, is take it one day at a time and hit the practice field and move some folks around. Yes, we'll have to do that, but it just takes dedication and effort to make something good happen from all this.
And also, you wanted to talk about, I wanted to talk about, a lot of people don't know, this game is on Thursday because of the race weekend in Talladega. It doesn't really affect us down here, but I know you always like playing on Thursday when you can, but it makes a short week again. That makes it even that much harder for you and your coaches.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a tough deal, but it being on Thursday night, it's very hard in our county with the bus situation and all this and that when that race is here. So we know Coach Smith was agreeable to move it to Thursday night, and so we're going to play this thing. But, you know, the short week, he has the same thing to deal with. He played a ball game, you know, so he has a short week to deal with it as well. And so we're on the same page, both of us.
Now, of course, coming in here, talk about the football team that will be coming in here on Thursday night.
Good team, very capable. I know their record does not show that, nor does ours, you know, show that what either team is capable of doing. And they got a really good passing attack, really good quarterback. He can put it on a dime. He's a good one. And so it'll be all we can do to stop their passing attack. But, you know, they're coming in here to Farmlinks Field, and I do believe that we'll be able to get some good things going.
Talk a little bit about the rivalry between you and them. It's I ain't going to say it's heated or anything like that, but over the last several years, you've had some good contests, not only in just football, but other sports as well.
Oh, absolutely right. You know, we have a good rivalry with those guys. Baseball, we play them in the playoffs 2 years ago, and that was down to the wire. And in football, we've been playing these guys for years on and off. It's good to get back on the gridiron with them, and looking forward to it. Bill Smith's a great guy, really good coach. It's nice to have him back, you know, in a close and coaching. He needs to be on the sidelines. He's a good guy, and the kids will learn so much from him. So it's going to be good to renew that rivalry. It is a rivalry, and hope we'll get it started off on the right foot.
And, of course, Donahoe, the Falcons, coming in here on Thursday. And, you know, Coach, you talked about their quarterback and how well he throws the ball. What have you seen defensively that you guys can maybe do, or anything you do different, or just take care of Fayetteville on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, we just got to take care of the offensive side of the ball. We've got to, control that clock. I mean, really, it's what you got to do is control the clock and do what we need to do there. Now, defensively, we'll have to have our secondary in position. They have to be in their area and on guard to be able to knock a ball down or intercept a ball. You know, one thing about a passing attack, it gives a good opportunity to have a pick six, a good opportunity to intercept the ball for some great things to happen, big plays to happen for the defense. So that's another way to look at it.
We learned that at Auburn last Saturday, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely we did. But I don't know why, maybe we should run the ball at that point.
I think you're definitely right on that. You won't be if you're in that position with the Fayetteville Wolves on Thursday night, I don't think it's a hard decision to make, is it?
We'll be running that football, but far be it for me to, question Coach Freeze. He's an excellent football coach, and he does a great job in his own right. And I love Auburn, whatever it does, you know.
Absolutely, me too. Talk about some other things that's going along here at Fayetteville. We'll shift gears a little bit. Maybe your JV team, talk about how they're doing, and also other sporting. I know your volleyball team's doing very well.
Absolutely. We have a JV game here tomorrow night against Donahoe. Just so happens, but they're coming in here tomorrow night, and then the varsity comes in here Thursday night. So a lot of Donahoe happening here this week. But, our volleyball girls – They ended up number two in the county tournament. But they're doing great things. They're a ranked team, just looking great. And they're so much fun to watch. And Coach is just MacArthur, she's just done a great job with these girls. And they're so excited. And their energy level is so high. You're missing a real treat if you don't go watch them.
I came and watched them earlier in the year, and I was amazed at how well they played together. And I know she's doing a great job, and we want to make sure that we try to give them all the exposure we can, especially when they get into the playoffs. Now, playoffs for you, still not out of the realm.
Oh, no, that's the goal, and it's still right there for us. And we got three region games still on the docket. And we've got to win two of them. Win two of them, we're in the playoffs. So that's what our kids have to fight for. And would it be a struggle? Most things in life that are good are. So we're going to work toward that effort. That's what competition is all about. We look forward to the challenge.
And I'll tell you, just me personally, I think you played your two toughest region opponents. When you talk about Wadley and Winterboro, those are probably the two teams that are going to be sitting atop the region standings.
Oh, without a doubt, David. These guys, they're both very, very good football teams. And, you know, maybe before I get out of coaching, maybe I'll have 15 or 16 kids added to the roster. I just can't get over that. You know, Coach really hit the lottery on that because one of them ended up being their starting quarterback. The other one was starting tailback. But they're doggone good. They're a good, solid football team. And Wally, that program just wins year after year after year, don't they? So we do have them behind us. And we're thankful for that. But we're looking forward now. We're looking forward.
Well, I was going to mention this, and no disrespect to Sylacauga, who's now 3-3, but Winterboro probably carrying the torch for the county. But when you look across Talladega County, records of football teams are just not there this year.
Well, this thing cycles, David. It goes up and down. And, you know, here we've had years where we were up and years where we were down. It cycles through every school and sometimes even through the school systems. And if they got more dogs on the field than you got, it makes it difficult, you know. But that's what you're looking at. A bunch of good coaches in this county, great guys, and working hard with their programs and doing all they can do. And they're making a difference in the lives of young men, and that's what it's about.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Thursday night, Donahoe comes to town. When you address your football team in this Fayetteville locker room here before they go out for the last time, what's your message? What have you got to tell them to win?
Well, they got to win at the line of scrimmage. They've got to win against the guy on the other side. They got to win that one-on-one battle. And if they can win that, we'll win as a ball team. But it's going to be a struggle. Every play, we got to play it to the whistle.
And, of course, I know you want to give some props to your coaching staff. Through all the injuries and all the things, they're still coaching hard for you.
Well, they have remained steadfast. And you know, coaches are much different in a lot of ways than the players. But then at the same time, you sometimes find it easy to drop your head if you're not careful, you know, when you get hit one hit after another. But this team's going to rise. That's what our whole year's been about. It's time to rise. We're going to rise to the occasion, and we're going to prove some people wrong.
Coach, good luck on Thursday night against Donahoe. And, of course, we'll be rooting for you and being here, and go Wolves.
Absolutely, Avery. Appreciate what you guys do. Go Wolves.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Limbaugh Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Fayetteville Wolves, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network, on Radio Alabama Special Events Channel 2, the Fayetteville Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.